And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 729, 67 degrees on our way to 88, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Brody Peek and Jeremiah Corpening, is going to be previewing the Kansas High School Rodeo Association's junior high and high school rodeo that will be taking place at the Lyon County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. Brody, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having us on. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Jeremiah, good morning.
Morning. Morning, Ron.
How you doing today, sir?
Good. And yourself?
Doing all right. So nice to have you guys on board with us here this morning.
Glad to have you guys in. Brody, it looks like you guys are just about all systems go here for the big annual rodeo.
Yep. We've had about a week here. Everybody's kind of been chipping in and getting stuff set up and mowing and just putting everything together and getting stalls made for all the contestants' horses to stay the night for the weekend. And so, cattle start showing up. All the livestock start showing up tonight or this afternoon. They're coming out from Western Kansas, the J&J Rodeo Company, and tomorrow morning it's go time.
So it's a pretty good stock that generally comes in, Brody.
Yeah, this is a new stock contractor for us. I've known this family for a long time. The old man's son-in-law is from right up here in Redding, Kansas, Michael Hendricks, and they've been doing this a long time, and I've seen their stuff, in the years past, and they do a really, really good job.
So, Jeremiah, what kind of numbers are we going to be looking at as far as participants here this weekend?
I'm not sure the total numbers, Brody. You might have that more than me. I haven't seen the list from Susan yet, but between
the junior high and the high school rodeo, there'll be a couple hundred kids for sure. I mean, it's we'll start at 10 in the morning. They'll go till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. It's a pretty full day.
And these kids are not only just coming from here, if memory serves me correctly, Brody. These are coming from the rest of Kansas and maybe even a few other states nearby.
Yeah, absolutely. We always catch a few Missouri kids or Oklahoma kids or Colorado kids, just depending on kind of where they're located at in their state. It might be closer for them to actually come here, they're coming from all over. There'll be people showing up, at probably around noon today. I mean, it's kind of crazy. They get on the road and get going, so they can get their spot they want, on the rodeo grounds. And It's big business for these guys. A lot of these people do this for a living, and mom and dad maybe did it for a living, and the kids want to do it. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, that's some serious stuff. There's no doubt about that. If you drive by the fairgrounds, you will indeed know something is going on out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. That's for sure. Now, Jeremiah, I've been out to this event for a number of years, and you really need a lot of folks to help out, a lot of volunteer help to pull this off, don't you?
Yeah, it takes the whole fair board helps, and a lot of time we get help from the high school and just local parents and people around who've had kids in high school rodeo and know what it takes to put them on, and they're gracious enough, and they always come in and help us out too. But it sure enough takes a lot of help to keep it going and make it happen. That's for sure.
Are the Jeremiah? Are the students and the high school rodeo participants? Are they going to be participating again with the food drive that they typically have had for years past?
Yep. Susan with the high school rodeo. Yep, she put that on the website, and all the kids will bring some canned goods, and they'll be in the Anderson building, and we always help with that. The rodeo has been moved up here a couple years ago. We moved it up into September instead of October. It used to be the same week as food drive, if I remember right, but weather was always a little iffy back then. So
we moved it up, and hopefully we had good weather this weekend, but, and we still encourage some kids to bring cans and help out with the food drive around here, yep.
Brody, that weather was never iffy, was it?
Well, you know, there were days it was absolutely beautiful, but there were days when I was getting sleet hit me in the face trying to run the chute, and Jeremiah was probably huddled behind me because I'm kind of big guy, so he was hiding behind me to stay warm. It's a lot easier to play this game in the 90 degree heat than when it's 30 and sleeting.
Understood. This is an event, really, too, Jeremiah, that typically brings in a pretty decent amount of people from not only, you know, family and friends, but, you know, like with the participants themselves coming in from across the area here. What can folks expect for, you know, people that may not have been here originally or may not have been here in years past? What can they expect from the rodeo and the level of competition that's going to be taking place?
Yeah, you know, the high school rodeo, they travel around. This is the fourth one in the fall, so they kind of know their competition. They know what they're getting into, and it's not easy. So like Brody said, it's a business. These guys take it serious, and if you want to see some pretty good competition, come on out and watch.
Yeah, saddle bronc, bareback, shoot dogging, bulls, tie down, high school poles, barrel racing. It's all happening at the Lyon County Fairgrounds here this weekend. Again, we want to thank all the rodeoers, too, and their families for their support of our drive for food. They have been, tell you what, a huge help all through the years, and we'll be out there delivering pizza Sunday morning once again here this year. Now, Brody, is there any admission for people to come and watch this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's like $10 for the weekend pass. We'll give you a wristband just like you'd get at the carnival or, you know, any other event you'd go to for a weekend, you know, a basketball tournament or anything else, and you know, it just kind of goes to help the fair board put a little money in the bank to help keep putting on events and keep improving the fairgrounds. You know, we're always trying to look at the next angle to try and make that thing a little nicer, and a lot of people putting in a lot of hard work, and, you know, it's a pretty well, like you said earlier, it's all volunteer, so it's kind of nice to be able to do some nice things out there.
Well, hey, guys, thanks for all you're doing. This is a big event here in this community each and every year, And it's good to see the fairgrounds a-hopping all weekend long with great rodeo action. So appreciate all you do, and we'll be seeing you out there this weekend. Thanks, Brody.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, Jeremiah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for all you guys do for us, too.
Jeremiah Corpening and Brody Pink. Yeah, a couple of the lead organizers for the big Kansas State High School Association High School and Junior High Rodeo this weekend, Chuck, at the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
Boy, can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Did want to let you know that we do have only one...